It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Please welcome Iyanla Van Zandt. Thank you. Thank you. You know, that lesson of until you heal the wounds of your past, you will continue to bleed. Yeah. I remember the moment you said it on the show. You know, I'm a quote keeper. I went home and wrote it in my quote book. What does that mean?
It means that there's like an impression that's made on your soul, on your heart, that wound, that cut, that dig, that whatever it is, and it starts to bleed. It bleeds energy. It bleeds power. And until you actually heal that, it will continue to bleed, and that wound, that hurt, that disappointment, it's going to touch everything. I heard you tell a story about your mother, and I had an aha moment. And what I heard then, and this is so true for so many people, you as a 60-something-year-old woman were trying to forgive your mother, but that's not who she hurt. She hurt the 6-year-old. And you're using the language and the intellectual constructs of a 60-year-old to try to forgive her when it's the 6-year-old who needs to say, you hurt me. I'm mad at you. You were mean to me. I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But we try to forgive where we are now.
Yeah.
And don't take into consideration where the wound happened. That's why the wound keeps bleeding. So while you have forgiven her, in your quiet time, go back and let that 6-year-old speak to her in a 6-year-old language.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I will say that 6-year-old has spoken before out loud to me many times. I've been able to hear that 6-year-old. Yes. Yeah. You say that lives fall apart because they need to be rebuilt.
Yeah. Because sometimes we build on a shaky foundation. We build on a rocky foundation, or we build with false information. And that information will only get us to a certain place. And then when we get to that place, we have to tear that structure down, relay the foundation so that we can build up again. But we don't know that. So we think the tearing down or the breakdown or the falling down is the end, is catastrophe. You know, we just want to bleed and die. No. It has to come down. And so my mantra when that happens, because that's happened to me very many times, including last Tuesday, oh boy, I can hardly wait to see the good that's going to come out of this. I can hardly wait to see the good, because I know something good has to come out of this. You know, I go back to that old spiritual, this far by faith. I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. So if this is falling down, it's going to be rebuilt better.
So Iyanla has a new book, and it's called Get Over It, great title. And this is what you say on page 4. Anything and everything we experience is a function of how we think. That's what I'm trying to relate to people. We are where we are in our lives right now based on how we think about things. Yeah.
We are where we are as a country based on how we think.
Yes.
We are where we are as individuals based on how we think, because thought is energy and thought is creative. and we continually impregnate the environment with mental constructs every time we think. And we can't afford, I can't remember who wrote it, I think it was Terry Cole Whitaker, I can't afford the luxury of a negative thought. And now the way the energy is moving, we can't afford to have a negative thought. So you are creating, and everything that's in your life is there by energetic invitation of your thought process.
Yes.
You invited it in.
You invited it in.
You know what you're thinking, yeah.
So you have a unique definition of suffering.
Yeah. So many of us are suffering because suffering I define as our voluntary participation in events, circumstances, and situations that disempower us. Voluntary participation in something that will disempower you because you don't believe that you have the power to do any better. And that creates suffering.
So how do people remain, as you say, enslaved to their circumstances, enslaved to the way things are?
Because they think that it's out externally is what governs us, and it's not. We don't think externally, we think internally. We don't feel externally, we feel internally. We stay enslaved to our circumstances, number one, because we think we know what's supposed to be going on. You know, sometimes our lives are falling down and we're trying to fix it. No, no, leave that alone. Let that be. Stay, as you say, in the moment. Deal with how you're feeling about your life falling apart. What you're thinking about what your life is falling apart, and deal from there. As opposed to getting in busy with trying to fix and change what's going on. Because that will enslave you.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
You would like actually people to design what you call a spiritual maintenance plan.
Okay.
We all need a spiritual maintenance plan.
Don't you have one on your car?
Yeah.
Don't you have a maintenance plan on your car or your refrigerator? When you buy a new thing, even if you buy it at on my husband at Maison, Mr. Amazon, that's my husband. He services me all night long. I be up at 2 o'clock in the morning with Amazon buying stuff I don't need. And he sells me service plans. On the toaster, the coffee maker, anything I want, he gives me a service plan. Mm-hmm. But we don't have a service.
Your husband, Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah.
We don't have a service plan for our minds. What do you do to keep your mind in good repair? For our hearts, what do you do to keep your heart in good repair after disappointments and rejections and letdowns and betrayals? What do you do to keep your soul in good repair? We need a daily spiritual service plan. What do you do? See, I know you walk among the apostles out there in the woods, them 12 trees.
I call my trees the apostles,
baby, I love them.
Yes, yes. What do you do? And what would that look like? So people hear that, a spiritual maintenance plan.
Yeah.
And you don't know what does that actually mean?
Well, for me, I have it hanging, I have a lamp on my nightstand. And I have on a sticky paper that's now got tape on it. I know that don't sound very classy, but what you got to do what you can do. When I wake up in the morning and turn, that sticky note, hot pink, is the first thing I see. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Give me this day my daily bread, everything that I need to be in service to you. That's the first thought I have in the morning. Before I pee, before I brush my teeth, before I do anything, I'm on the sticky note because I'm programming my brain. That's the first thought. The other thing for me, my daily spiritual plan is I read something. I read something and I repeat it and then I journal about it. Plus I do my gratitude statements. I'm up to 45 every morning, 45 every night. I write gratitude. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Whatever it is you do. Some people read, some people pray, listen to a song. But me, my sticky note, my gratitude statements, and whatever I'm reading for that day. And I do that every single day just to keep myself grounded. And then when somebody pisses me off in the middle of the day, I go to the sticky note. Give me this day my daily bread so that I don't snatch this person's tongue out their head. Help me be holy in this moment. I go to the sticky note because I need help. I'm human. I need help.
It's so wonderful. You have a gift for healing. You do. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Accept it.
And it's a privilege, and it's an honor, and it keeps me humble. And I really work hard to stay aligned on that path so that I don't give that over to the ego and make it about what I can do.
No, yeah.
It's about service of healing.
Yeah. And one of the ways you do that is by calling a thing a thing.
Call a thing a thing. That'll take you out. You know, you're looking at somebody, you know they're telling you a lie. They lie, what my grandmother used to say, he's a bald-faced liar. I don't know what that means, but you know the person is not being truthful with you, and you're there grinning. And then go along with whatever they say when you knew, because we haven't been taught how to address that authentically. So I learned early on when somebody is lying to me or not being honest or forthright with me, I say, you know what, beloved? I know that sounds true to you. That don't feel true to me. So I can't move on that right now.
Can't move on that right now. It's so interesting because Iyanla's super successful show on OWN called Fix My Life, are you now like a doctor? So when people come up to you, they're like, can you fix my life? Can you fix me up? Can you help me with my...
And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to buy soap powder. Go away.
At the Dollar Tree.
At the Dollar Tree.
At the Dollar Tree.
Do y'all have the Dollar Tree here in Canada? No? That's what's wrong with you. You don't have no Dollar Tree.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
What has all of your relationships and love, you heard me speaking earlier about the relationship, the partnership is there to teach you to heal those wounds, to help you reconstruct for yourself.
I've had three serious relationships in my life. One was 40 years in and out, married him twice. The other one was 14 years, okay, on and off, between the 40 and the 14, because I like to recycle stuff. Why y'all recycle trash? I recycle men. come back. Let me fix you up now. Come on. But if you don't get the lesson, you're going to do it over. But the three things, and then the one night stand that turned into a 7-year relationship. I tell you, I don't know how to do this thing. And y'all be writing me for relationship advice. Save your ink, honey. Three things I learned. I learned the depth of my wound with my father. Because every man that I was in relationship with, I was trying to get something that I didn't get from my father. Number two, I learned the depths of which I would degrade myself to get somebody else's acceptance. Ooh, that thing right there took my breath away.
Yes.
The depths to which I would degrade myself to get somebody else's acceptance. And then the other thing that I learned is I have a right to ask for what I want and then to choose how I respond if you can't give it to me. That's where I learned you don't get to tell people how to love you. You get to see how they're loving and then choose whether or not you want to participate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because if I ask for what I want and you can't give it to me, I'm not going to stay and be mad at you. I'm going to say, okay, that's how you loving. That ain't how I want to be loved. I'm out.
I'm out. Explain how in this moment being attached to the light of our smartphones is actually dimming our own light.
Because it keeps us inauthentic and it keeps us believing that we're separate. I'm over here, you're over there. You know, I don't have to be in your spirit. Just like we said earlier, we really haven't seen each other in 3 years, but because we text and email, it seems she couldn't even believe she hadn't seen me in 3 years. It's been 3 years since we've been in the space. But because we're connected heart to heart, soul to soul, but for people who aren't, it keeps us separate. And it makes us think that who I am doesn't matter, that I can do and say whatever I want. We have to get to that place where we reconnect, touching. That's why I'm touring, because I want to touch. Take me off the screen, put me on the stage, let me speak into you, not over you.
And you have seen just about every kind of pathology.
It's so funny, sometimes the guests, if they only knew, I say, help us, Jesus, what are we gonna, Jesus, take the wheel. This right here is one, this is something special.
And seeing all of that pathology has taught you what about the human condition?
Well, see, I don't see the pathology. I understand the pathology, but I see the spirit. I see the love. I see the capacity. I see the power. I see the divinity. I see the majesty. And then I go in and call that out. I call that out. I'm not going to let that appearance of weakness and brokenness and dysfunction, I'm not going to let that stand between you and what you want. I just call it out. Sometimes I have to call a little louder than others. Yeah, but it has taught me also how divine we are, how noble we are, how powerful we are, and how much the Creator loves us. When we think of some of the things that we've been through as individuals, and then can still get up and put on our eyeliner straight, girl, we are bad somebody.
Does everyone have a purpose, you know?
Absolutely. Everyone has a purpose, but here's what people forget. You don't have to look for it. Your purpose gave birth to you. All you have to do is tap into it, then get on the path to walk it out. Don't look for your purpose. It's in there. Call it forward. And when, as it begins to come forward, get on your path and walk it out.
Walk it out. Iyanla Van Zandt.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.